Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Okay, so today we're going to take a look at what your kids are probably learning about in The Juice today.
Yeah, we've pulled some of the top stories, and we're going to give you a quick summary so you you know what your kids are talking about.
And hopefully this will give you some ideas on how to talk about it with them too.
Right, exactly.
So let's start with this story about Greenland.
Oh yeah, this one's pretty interesting.
So it seems like President Trump has said a couple of times that the U.S. should buy Greenland.
Yeah, he thinks it would be a good idea for the United States to acquire it from Denmark.
Right, from Denmark. And he mentions, like, you know, it's got a lot of mineral resources and it's in a good location, you know, strategically.
It's a very strategic location, yeah. But the interesting thing here is what's going on in Greenland itself.
Right.
Like, what do the Greenlanders think about this?
Yeah, are they happy about it?
Oh, well, it seems like there's a lot of support for independence in Greenland right now. Yeah, they just had an election, and the party that wants independence from Denmark, they got the most votes.
Wow.
And you know what's even more interesting is...
What's that?
Both the pro-independence party and the other main party, they both agree on this.
They both want to stay away from the U.S.
They don't want to be part of the United States, no.
Huh. So it's not even really a debate there, it sounds like.
Nah, not really. And the polls show it, too. I mean, like, 85% of Greenlanders don't want the U.S. to take over.
Wow, that's a huge majority.
Yeah. It is. And there was even a big protest in their capital Nuuk.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, this could be a good topic to talk to your kids about.
Yeah. Like, what would you talk about with them?
Well, you know, you could ask them about what they think about this whole idea of self-determination.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do people have the right to decide their own future? You know?
Is it a big question?
It is. And you could even talk about history a little bit.
Like how other countries have been taken over in the past?
Exactly. Like colonialism and how that worked.
Yeah, that could be interesting.
And also just the different perspectives involved, you know?
Like from the Greenlanders and the Danish government and the U.S.?
Right, because they all have their own interests.
Okay, so that's Greenland. A lot going on there.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's move on to something a little more lighthearted.
Sure.
March Madness.
Oh, yeah. It's that time of year.
Everyone's filling out their brackets.
Exactly. And the Juice is covering it for the kids, of course.
So for anyone who doesn't know, March Madness is the NCAA college basketball tournament.
Both men's and women's basketball, actually.
That's right.
64 teams in each tournament, and it's single elimination.
So if you lose one game, you're out.
That's it. Your season's over.
Which makes it really exciting.
Oh, yeah. Super unpredictable. You never know what's going to happen.
Right. Like a team that's ranked really low could end up winning the whole thing.
Absolutely. That's what makes it so fun to watch.
And to fill out your bracket.
Oh, yeah. But good luck getting it right.
Yeah. I've never even come close.
The odds of getting a perfect bracket are astronomically small.
Something like 1 in 9 quintillion, right?
Yeah, something like that. Basically impossible.
But it's still fun to try.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is actually a good opportunity to talk to your kids about probability.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
You know, get them thinking about statistics and the chances of different things happening.
Yeah, and you could talk about the strategy involved in basketball, too.
Right, like teamwork and how important it is.
And maybe even a little bit about the history of March Madness.
Yeah, there are some great stories from past tournaments.
For sure. Okay, so that's March Madness. Fun topic for everyone.
Definitely.
Now let's get back to some science.
All right.
The Juice has a story about the megalodon.
The megalodon? What's that?
Oh, it's this prehistoric shark. Absolutely gigantic.
A giant shark, huh? I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So they've done some more research, and it turns out this thing was even bigger than we thought.
Bigger than a great white shark.
Way bigger. Like, think 2 school buses parked end to end.
Whoa, that is a big shark.
Yeah, it could grow up to 80 feet long.
80 feet. Wow. So what else have they learned?
Well, for a long time, scientists thought it was basically just a supersized great white.
Just a scaled up version.
Yeah, but now they think it was probably more similar in shape to a lemon shark.
Really? That's interesting. How do they even know that, though?
Well, that's the thing. We don't have a complete megalodon skeleton.
Oh, so they're working with incomplete information?
Exactly. They have to base their estimations on teeth and vertebrae, mostly.
Oh, that makes sense. So what happened to this massive shark?
Well, they think it went extinct a few million years ago.
Extinct, huh? Any theories about why?
Yeah, some scientists think it might have been competition from the great white shark.
Oh, so the great white kind of outcompeted the megalodon.
Maybe they were better at hunting or something.
That's interesting to think about.
Yeah, for sure. This whole story could be a good way to talk to your kids about paleontology.
The study of ancient life.
Exactly. And you know how scientists use fossils to learn about creatures that lived millions of years ago?
It's like detective work almost.
It is. You could also talk about evolution and how species change over time.
Right. And why some species go extinct while others survive.
And, you know, comparing different types of sharks could be fun too.
Yeah, like the great white and the lemon shark and how they're different.
Okay, let's move on to a story that's a little closer to home.
Okay, what's that?
It's about a cat that survived the Palisades fire in California.
Oh, wow. A cat that survived a wildfire.
Yeah, her name is Aggie, and she's a Maine Coon.
Beautiful cats, those Maine Coons.
They are. So Aggie was missing for almost 2 months after the fire.
Oh no, I bet her owners were devastated.
They thought she was gone for good.
But she survived.
She did. Some volunteers found her near what was left of her home.
Oh, that's incredible. After almost 60 days.
I know, it's amazing. She was really thin and needed medical attention, of course.
Oh, of course. I bet the vet bills are expensive.
Yeah, they were. But the community really came together and raised money for her treatment.
That's so heartwarming.
It is. You know, this story could be a good way to talk to your kids about resilience.
The ability to bounce back from tough situations.
Exactly. And not just in animals, but in people too.
Right, and you could talk about the bond between humans and animals.
And how important pets are to us.
Definitely. And also the importance of community.
Especially in times of crisis.
Yeah, like how people came together to help Aggie.
That's a good lesson to learn.
It is for sure.
Okay, so moving on to something a little different. The Juice also includes a daily quote for kids.
Oh, that's cool. What was the quote today?
It was from James Baldwin.
Oh, wow. James Baldwin.
You know him.
Yeah, he was a really important writer and social critic.
Yeah, he wrote a lot about race and identity in America.
Some really powerful stuff.
Definitely. So anyway, the quote was this: children have never been very good at listening to their elders, but they have never failed to imitate them.
That's a good one.
It is, right?
It really makes you think.
Yeah, like as parents and teachers, we have to be mindful of how our actions influence kids.
Because they're always watching us, even when we don't realize it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, this could be a good opportunity to introduce your kids to James Baldwin and his work.
Yeah, he's definitely someone worth reading.
Okay, so let's wrap things up with one more story.
All right, shoot.
It's about the U.S. military taking action against Houthi rebels in Yemen.
Oh, wow. This is a pretty serious topic.
It is. So basically, the U.S. has launched airstrikes against these rebels.
Why are they doing that?
Well, it's in response to the Houthis attacking ships in the Red Sea.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, both commercial ships and military ships.
So it's a big deal for international trade.
Exactly. And the U.S. Defense Secretary has said that the strikes will continue until the Houthis stop attacking ships.
Who are these Houthis anyway?
Well, they're a group that controls part of Yemen, and they're backed by Iran.
Oh, so there are a lot of different players involved here.
Yeah, it's a complex situation. And they're also aligned with Hamas.
The group in Gaza.
Right. And they've been attacking ships in the Red Sea ever since the war between Israel and Hamas started.
So it's all connected up.
Yeah, everything's connected. So this whole story could be a good way to talk to your kids about international conflicts.
And how they can affect the whole world.
Yeah, you could talk about the different groups involved in the Middle East.
And the role of Iran and the US.
And how important the Red Sea is for global trade.
Because if ships can't get through there, it could cause problems all over the world.
Exactly. So it's a pretty important topic.
It is, for sure.
Okay, so that's a quick look at what your kids are probably learning about in the juice today.
Hopefully this gives you some ideas for dinner table
Or
conversations.
classroom discussions.
It's amazing how all these different stories are connected in some way.
Yeah, it is. From a
Yeah.
cat surviving a wildfire in California to a conflict in the Middle East,
And even a quote from a famous American writer.
it all makes you think about the world in a different way.
It does, for sure.
So keep those conversations going.
And keep learning.
We'll see you next time.
See you later.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.